Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. This is Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, I got a card in the mail about your service. And we're presently with Spectrum, and I hate them. So nothing but problems. So can you tell me, are you the new company that's moving to Kingston or like out in the old?
We've actually been in Kingston for a while now, so we are available in certain areas of Kingston, and we are still expanding our network. But yes, we are actually in the old IBM building on 300 Enterprise Drive.
Yeah, yeah. I knew. I remember when you went in. But when I called, when you first came in, you said you weren't out here yet. So I'm calling to see if you are out here and see some pricing and stuff like that. I can give you my address to see if you can hook me up.
Sure, I can definitely look that information up. What's your address?
325 State Route 28, Kingston.
One moment while I pull that address up. Give me a second. So I have actually good news. We are actually getting ready to be out there here very soon. Right now we're showing an in-service date of February 1st.
Okay, that's great. Now my question is, so how is that going to work? Would you run a whole new line into the house and all that stuff?
That is correct. So we are actually, for all of our customers, we have been running the fiber optic main line through the streets. So that way that service is, you know, we have points of contact along the street so that we can provide service. And then when customers sign up, we install a dedicated fiber optic line from that junction point to their home.
Okay. Can you actually run other fiber optic? Because I have a little in-home business, and it is a the way I've been doing it now is I have line running to my office, and then I use just the a booster, you just boost it, twice, because I have a solar field, so it goes to the solar field, which is couple hundred feet away from the house, and then it goes out to the little office that I have. So can you hook all that line up and do that?
We definitely could.
All right. So what do we have to do? Do we have to have somebody tell me, come out and look at it to see what it would cost? Or
yes. So we offer 300 feet of installation completely for free. Anything beyond that does require a cost, depending on how you usually get your power. We typically follow the power lines. If you have something that is like an on-site home grid, we would be measuring from the street instead to your home, because we do come up where we are coming up along the road, not through like fields and everything. So we would have to do a measure depending on how long your driveway was, if you have a slightly longer driveway.
No, you could go right across. There's a pole. It's the major highway out there. So Spectrum comes to the pole and then across to my house, and that would be about right from the house to the office would be about 300 feet, because you have to go to the solar field, which is about 100 feet away. So from the street where the pole is on the street to the house is maybe 75 feet. And then from the house to where the solar field is probably about another 100. I would say probably 100, 125 feet. And then from that to the office is another probably 200 feet.
Okay.
So, and that's cool. So my question is this. My son does gaming and stuff. He's a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have the 1,000, whatever it's called.
The hyper boost from Spectrum. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Except the problem is that it goes up and down, sometimes you have it and most of the times you don't, and it's never go up to 1,000. It's like it can bounce between 500 and 8, which I hate that. So my question is, what's the speed on yours and what is it going to cost me a month? Is there new customer service deals or what's going on?
So we have two speeds that are typically available for our customers that are looking for our good, fast, high-speed internet. We have 1 gigabyte and 2 gigabyte internet speeds. So for our 1 gigabit speed, it is a symmetrical upload and download speed. Most devices can handle the 1 gigabit network just fine, and you'll see no lack in speeds. There may be some fluctuations depending on the amount of devices connected, as well as general weather related stuff that, you know, you find with most networks. It's just like if it gets too cold, it might slow down a little bit. Typically doesn't, due to the fact that we are using a fiber optic line, so you're getting light impulses instead of, you know, your standard electrical signals, which can be slowed by a weather and temperature. Since you said your son is a gamer, I would highly recommend our 2 gigabit network, seeing as that will provide a lot more power for him to game, as well as not knocking anybody else off the internet in case something does happen.
Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, I do all my own stuff as much as possible, and I have solar panels. So we have 80 solar panels, and they all have microinverters on the back.
Okay.
So what's happening is it's showing spectrum because they can see it, and it's like, holy shit, because they get all these signals, so now they're monitoring everything you're doing. So that's why they said that's why you're slowing down is because you have so many microinverters that they're all talking.
And that might be a case for Spectrum because they do use the copper coaxial cabling still for a lot of their stuff. They haven't fully switched everything over to the new networks that they do utilize. So that would definitely cause an interruption in electrical signal, which is what they utilize to transmit all their data. With our fiber optic signal, those microinverters shouldn't have any issues, as we do use state-of-the-art shielded fiber optic cabling. So,
all right. So my question is, I get it on. That's why I was waiting for you to go, because my security camera guy, and that's another thing, we have security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
He told me about you guys that some of your customers really love your services. So here's my question is, how much is the 1 gig? How much is the 2 gig? If I go for the one and it's not working, can I upgrade with like a switch, or do you have to put a device in that you have to come back out here?
So it's really simple. So for our 1 gig service, it is $69.99 with ACH auto payment and paperless billing, $79.99 without for a 1 gig service. And for our 2 gig service, it's $89.99 with that ACH auto payment and $99.99 without. So there's about a $20 difference between the one and the 2 gig service, depending on how you're paying. As far as switching, there's no devices, no nothing you need to do. Is all you need to do is give us a call or go online and say, hey, I'd like to upgrade from our 1 gigabit network to our 2 gigabit network. And that switch usually takes place within 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. All right. So my question is that on this, they get a free $100 gift card or whatever, but is there any, like, anything for service that you offer for a better price or anything?
Sadly, no. That is the only promotion we have going on right now.
Okay. So my question is, once they get over to my office, if I have other devices, there's a switch underneath there, and I plug, like my computer, and I have Vonage, so I plug that into the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to do the same thing, use my switch and plug in the devices to the switch?
You should still be able to do that. Our routers do possess an Ethernet port, so you'll be able to plug that Ethernet port from our router directly into your switch and still be able to utilize it as you normally would with any other services.
Okay. Yeah, because the problem is that I don't want Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff over here for signals, because my other neighbor was hopping off of, businesses and everything around, and I do have a business, and I could see that they were trying to get on. My security guy was actually found it out when he actually went on there, So interesting.
So this is the nice thing about our network. So if you do decide to go with us and you're interested in our service, we actually utilize a service called HomePass by Plume, which allows you to keep information private and allows you to really lock down your internet, allowing you to freeze out or completely disable any device that your system doesn't recognize as being something that is always there. And that way you can actually make secure. You can also add in certain different aspects such as like guest passwords. If you have someone who's coming by that just needs to utilize the internet for just a brief moment, you can allow them to sign into that network, into your network with our services and HomePass for a brief amount of time. And then once they leave, that device is removed and isn't allowed back in because that password that was generated for them is removed as well.
Okay. And now here's my question. We do have... do you offer phone service?
We do. We do offer home phone services. It's available for an additional $24.99 a month.
Okay. Yeah, because it's through Spectrum and I like to dump them. And what about TV and that? Do you also do that?
No, we are a big proponent here at Archtop of cutting the cord. We've done our market research and found that in the recent years, about the last six to eight years, it's been noted that about 80% of Americans have actually just decided to move away from traditional cable television and moved over to streaming via local channels with services such as Hulu Plus Live TV and YouTube TV.
Right. Okay. So in other words, you can do that on YouTube instead of, you know, going through them. So Spectrum, what is the highest gig that they only offer one gig, right? Is that correct?
Correct. So we currently only offer up to 2 gigs, but we are also working on our network to be able to support our customers all the way up to 8 gigabytes.
Holy shit. All right. And that's unbelievable speeds, you know, so, all right. So what do we have to do so I can get somebody out here to take a look and, you know, see what we can do to move along?
I'm glad you asked. I actually have an email already pulled up so that I can communicate with someone to get you a consultation as well as a measure, just in case we do need to make sure that we're getting our distances correctly, just to make sure everything's, you know, good in our books. Can I get your name real quick?
Charles Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T.
And your address one more time?
325 State Route 28.
In Kingston. Thank you much.
Right. 12401. Yep. You sent me a card in the mail. And then what's the $100 card for? What is that about?
So that $100 gift card is through a service called My Bundle. We've partnered with them for a holiday promotion that gives our new customers that are signing up for service before the end of the month a chance to get that $100. It's a prepaid gift card that's good for any new or current streaming services you may be interested in.
Okay. All right.
I'm just getting this email finished, Nate. All right. And your phone number, from what I have on coming in, is 845-338-8820?
That is the home office. I can give you another one. I don't want to use that. The one to contact me and no soliciting. Or no soliciting of our, you know, name, number, and all that stuff, is 845-532-3063.
Thank you very much for that. We do not solicit any information to our customers. The only solicitation you're going to potentially receive from us are those cards in the mail. So you don't have to worry about that. Again, those happen because we send bulk orders, bulk packaging of our, you know, our little cards to the post office, and they just get distributed out. Because if you notice on the who it's to on those postcards, it says to our neighbor,
yeah,
or to our customer. That's an automatic postage thing directly from the post office that we send to
okay.
them.
Okay. Okay, cool. So when can you come out? I know we're pushing up against Christmas, so when can they send somebody to look everything over?
We will be in contact to set that information up. Most of our technicians are already out for the day, and this does have to go to our home specialist, our home sales manager that does handle all of this information. They will be able to get a hold of you and get a time and date set up for you. Typically, when we receive this information, we can generally get someone out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, just use my cell only as the contact, And then just a couple other questions. Am I calling over to the old IBM building? Are you from over there?
I'm not actually at the IBM building, but I do work for Archtop. I am one of their at-home customer service representatives. So I'm in the area.
Wow.
I'm in the area.
Okay,
so.
Cool. Yeah, my wife just, she used to be the manager of the, you remember the One Ad Digest that used to be all around?
I sadly do not. I actually moved to the area. I moved over here to New York from Washington State about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, well, it's a publication. It's like you can list cars and house stuff in there and everything for sale. And during the pandemic, they went belly up. You know, they went out of business.
I'm sorry about that.
She was the office manager. So she's kind of looking for another part-time job. So I don't know if Archer is looking for, like, home representatives. And do they pay you by the hour?
The at-home representatives are actually through a company called Analogix, is who I'm actually employed by. We do have a contract with Archtop. We're all from the area, so that's nothing you need to worry about. If she is interested in joining our team, what she can do is she can go online. If she's looking to become an at-home customer service representative, she can go online to Analogix.com and just put in an application letting them know what she's interested in. And you typically are the managers for Analogix will give her a call or send her an email to get a bit more information. For Archtop itself, she would actually have to communicate directly with our HR representatives for Archtop, and then they would be able to get more information to her that way.
Yeah, do they pay pretty good? You know, because, I mean, you can go to, believe it or not, you can go to, I was just into Harbor Freight today, and they desperately need people. And they got a sign as soon as you walk in the door, they're starting at $22 an hour.
Oof. So our agents for customer service do start at $17 an hour. Most of the time it is a technical full-time position. But if you're only looking for part-time employment, we could definitely talk something out about that.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, I'm glad that you're finally to the area because I checked, in the spring and that, and they said no, they're not in the area yet. And then I just got this in the mail, and it reminded me. So I can't wait to get a call to get off of Spectrum. So because I've had nothing but problems with those people for years, it's pretty sad, you know. Because when I moved my business up here, they said, "Oh, we're never coming out here." So I had to pay for the friggin' line from the Hotel 19 on 28 to my house.
Oof.
It cost $5,000.
Oh, geez.
And you know what? It's the next day when they put it into my house, they started going up 28 for that line. So I paid for that line from the hotel up to my house on 28.
Oh,
I was so mad.
Oh.
I called them, and they're like, "Oh, we don't know anything about it. You'll have to call corporate." And you call them, and they never call you back.
I understand. I understand that. I will let you know that for anything that we do, if you do have to have additional line ran after that first 300 feet, we actually don't charge you much. We actually charge you cost of the fiber optic cabling and a little bit if we have to go underground. So if cost for the fiber optic cabling is $1 per foot, and we charge an extra 50 cents if we have to go underground. That's it. So
oh,
it's
wow.
It's really, really affordable. We have one gentleman who just signed up for service. He has around an 800-foot driveway, and all of it has to go underground. And his cost after our deduction for what we cover is less than $900.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so that's – yeah, well, you'd be able to get most of it, and then it may be another 300 feet if I do decide to go further, which I'll show them when they're here.
I understand.
So that's – you know, to get that speed and everything. And do they have the capability when the guy comes here to actually check the speed to see what we're getting? Because I know I'm losing it through the solar panel, so –
For your at-home internet, that's actually something you'd have to test on your own PCs to double-check.
Yeah.
Best place to check it is going to be speedtest.net.
Yeah, I've done that, and that's what I'm doing. So what I'm asking is after you guys hook up, so you guarantee that you'll still get 1 gig at the end of the 300 feet?
You should still be getting that 1 gig at the end of that 300 additional feet, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's what I wanted to know because I ain't getting it at the end of the 300
and
feet now.
Our tech agents usually do, you know, those checks and everything just to make sure everything's good.
Okay, cool. All right, so I guess you got all the information, and then I just have to wait for somebody to come and call and measure, right?
Correct.
All right, cool. All right, just have them give me a call. They can call, like, after 9 in the morning, like, only from, like, 9 to 6.
I completely understand that, Charles. So we'll definitely get that information passed along as well. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I just got to wait for you guys to get here and start measuring.
I completely understand. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Be on the lookout for that phone call from our sales manager, and I hope you guys have a very wonderful and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.